back to it now as we continue the conversation. Reading another really strange story I'm going to share with you here momentarily. But let's start, and it's a crime story, so we're going to talk about crime for a moment if we could. Josh Crawford is a policy leader for Public Safety Solutions for America and the director of criminal justice initiatives with the Georgia Center for Opportunity, where he leads their public safety and reentry work program. First of all, Josh, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I don't think it's a surprise to anybody that in the shadow of 2020 and the pandemic, the crime in America is top shelf concern, front page news. Crime has exploded in America. And now, if you look, the Democrats say, well, murder rates are down. And you hear that a lot. Yet violent crime is up. Carjackings are up. Home invasions are up. I mean, the dismemberment of the police and law and order in America has had a very high price, including getting a lot of people killed, Josh. Or am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. And to the extent that you are seeing declines now in homicides in some cities across the country, it is because some of those cities have sort of seen the error of their way, have invested additional resources in law enforcement and begun to tackle this problem more seriously. Where you're continuing to see homicides increase in things like carjackings and motor vehicle thefts spiral out of control are places like Washington, D.C. that continue to play politics with public safety.
Yeah. So as these cities, some of these cities see the errors of their ways, others do not. I mean, Chicago elected a mayor that's worse than the last, who is not a public safety a person at all. In the shooting gallery that is south side of Chicago is just as bad today, if not worse than it has ever been, ever in the history of this country. It is remarkable how unsafe parts of Chicago are today.
Yeah, Chicago is one of the cities that has seen a slight decline in 2023 versus 2022 in terms of homicides. But if you look at the public safety plan that the new mayor has rolled out, it is a laughably bad plan. It is sort of a murderer's row, to use a pun here, of bad policy ideas, of everything from eliminating gang databases to eliminating their shot spotter system. And so you can expect a city like Chicago that is obviously in certain parts of it plagued by endemic levels of violence to potentially see those downward trends from the first half of this year reverse themselves. Not because people have become more violent, not because of anything that the average citizen has done, but because politicians have chosen to double down on bad ideas.
Yeah, you know, if Chicago is good this year, and I look at places like Englewood, Garfield Park, Austin, just parts of the hellhole we call Chicago. I mean, if this is an improvement over previous years, we're in real trouble here. The year to date, 1,398. We'll just call that 1,400 because I'm sure overnight they picked it up and rounded over 1,400 people shot. That's just this year, shot. 330 shot and killed. That number probably grew overnight as well. I mean, this is the assault on law enforcement in America disrupts the fabric of this country. It is absolutely wrong. Every thinking person knows that. And every thinking person knows we need better public safety, more police officers, more law enforcement, and more enforcement of law enforcement. This idea of just letting the idiots run wild in the streets and set fire to whatever and turn it into a shooting gallery. We've had it, Josh. We have had it out here. And I think most of the country has as well.
I think that's absolutely right. And the secret sauce here is not that complicated. In most cities in the country, including cities like Chicago, it's a remarkably small percentage of the population that is responsible for most of your violence. You're typically talking about 0.5% of a city's population that is involved in criminal street gangs, and that they're responsible for between 50% and 70% of shootings in any given city. And so it's these people, it's this small number of very violent repeat offenders that will sort of hold a city hostage, hold the law-abiding members of high poverty, high crime communities hostage. And it's those members of communities who desperately want more police. They want police done in a way that they feel confident in and that is done constitutionally, of course, but they want more law enforcement. They want more enforcement of the laws, and they want the people that are driving this violence removed from the community.
They do want them removed. They want them thrown in prison. And the whole idea of this Safety Act, for the entire, I'm going to go for Illinois again. The Safety Act in Illinois, No cash bail. Everybody in, out, doesn't matter. Revolving door. Criminals can go in and out in Chicago. They do the same thing in New York City. You can shove an old woman in front of a subway train and be out the same day. Same day service. Because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, of course. Josh, we want to make sure that everybody gets treated right. And there's plenty of equity to go around. It's completely insane. Mm-hmm. Completely insane.
Right. We absolutely want to make sure that people are treated right. And I can't think of any worse way to treat people than to subject them to the level of violence that some of these communities experience. There is perhaps no greater disparity in the United States than exposure to serious violence. And so policies that sometimes make people feel good in terms of what you're talking about there when enacted actually do the most harm to the very categories of people that people purport to be trying to help with those policies. And so we know what works. It's funding law enforcement. It's investing in strategies like focused deterrence that have worked all over the country. And then it's making sure that when we send people to prison, they're there for the appropriate amount of time, and that when they come back, they're better off than when they went in.
Well, here's the other part of the problem, Josh, however, is that who wants to be a police officer today? Honestly, who wants to be a police officer? Get paid $60,000 to get spit on, sworn at, insulted. Oh, and if you do something that they can bring down to super slow motion on your body cam and turn it into something else in court, hell, they can throw you in jail, ruin your life, bankrupt your family. Who wants that job?
No, that's absolutely true. Recruitment and retention is a major problem all across the country, but this is another space where Republican governors are leading. Governor DeSantis down in Florida has put together sort of a bonus package program to increase recruitment of law enforcement to the state that has been very successful. A number of other governors across the country are looking at efforts to try to do that. But recruitment and retention of law enforcement is a huge issue for exactly what you've articulated. Not because people are afraid to do the job, the dangers of the job that are inherent in the job, but they just don't feel that they'll be supported by leadership, especially city leadership, if something goes awry. If they make a good faith mistake, or if something, to your point, looks bad on a camera, what are the repercussions for that, even if they're doing the right thing in the moment?
Well, exactly right. So, you know, it doesn't matter. You bring it down to super slow motion, and it, like, oh, see, right there. See, that's where they could have, in that 1/100th of a second, they did the wrong thing. That poor woman in Iowa.
No, that's absolutely true.
Who pulled her wrong, you know, the wrong piece of equipment and actually killed a serial criminal. And then her life is destroyed by, you know, because she gets involved with a serial criminal. Anyhow, the Safety Act. Get out of jail free. That's what's next for Chicago. It makes, there's no common sense here at all, Josh. I just don't understand how people allow that to go through. I just don't. And millions of us don't understand how that just goes through. How can we not say no? Give you the last word.
No, it's not. There's no common sense in it. And frankly, it's not aligned with the scholarship in this area. You know, every once in a while you see bad ideas come out of the academy and make their way across the country. But we know what works in this space and what you're seeing in some of these progressive cities that are sort of the proverbial get out of jail free card is not it. It's supporting law enforcement. It's enforcing the laws, and it's keeping the citizens of our country safe.
Yeah, simple stuff. Like you said, it's not some secret sauce. It's just enforce the laws we have. Josh Crawford, Policy Leader for Public Safety Solutions for America. Josh, thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. All right, when we come back, an education on feeling better. Feeling better with CBD. We'll explain that when I come back. Don't go anywhere.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down, unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Remember when people used to ask, what do you want to be? For some of us, we're still searching for the answer. Whether you're aiming to rekindle your passions or find a new career, Michigan Reconnect can get you where you're meant to be. Reconnect is a chance to earn a community college degree, tuition free. You will also get help navigating the details like financial assistance, childcare, and transportation. Take the next step at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.